Passage 75. 1. What was the original profession of the new Maori king? 2. By whom was Paki chosen as the new Maori monarch throughout New Zealand? 3. Why did the Maori people decide to select their first king? 2. Struggling to retain ownership of their land. New Maori king crowned in New Zealand. A 51-year-old university employee took his place on the ornately carved wooden throne of New Zealand's Maori monarch, hours before his mother, the late queen, was buried atop a sacred mountain. The late Maori queen was buried among five royal forebears 6 days after her death at 75. Thousands of people crammed a meeting place for the ceremony naming the new monarch after days of mourning that saw tens of thousands pay their respects to the queen. Paki was chosen as the new monarch by tribal leaders throughout New Zealand at secret meetings over the past few days. At the formal ascension or raising up ceremony, he tapped on his head with the same Bible used to crown the last six Maori monarchs. Moments before his crowning, the crowd was asked whether he should be king. The spectators replied, "Aye," or "Yes." The Maori line of sovereigns stretches back to 1858, when the indigenous people selected their first king to unite tribes struggling to retain ownership of their land amid an influx of British immigrants. As the late queen's coffin was closed by attendants, three white doves were released, signifying her departing spirit. One dove sat on the ground, only flying away after the coffin lid had been closed, seen by Maori mourners as a sign of the reluctance of the queen to leave them. The coffin was taken to the Taupiri Mountain, the sacred burial place of the Tainui tribe.
Crown. Ornately. Throne. Monarch. Mourning. Ascension. Spectator. Sovereign. Indigenous. Influx. America is a rich country. Many people are dreaming of going there, but you came back. New York is exciting, isn't it?
Yes, but I have no desire to take part in the rat race there.